Chinese government.
The credit conditions in farm country were reviewed during a House subcommittee hearing yesterday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has the details.
Times are tough in agriculture, and the number of tools for borrowers to lower debt and cash flow requirements are limited. The Enhancing Credit Opportunities in Rural America Act would help with this problem. Among those providing testimony to the House subcommittee was Ag Country Farm Credit Services President and CEO Mark Nisley.
The impact of trade disputes, disastrous weather, and low commodity prices are being felt by farmers everywhere. Many producers are struggling to even make a small profit, and many others are unprofitable at current commodity price levels. Farm balance sheets that were strong in 2013 are far weaker today. Most worrisome, after six difficult years, working capital has declined sharply. Working capital is the cushion against tough times for producers. Many farm producers today, that cushion no longer exists, and increasing debt and decreasing cash flow is not a sustainable model in rural America for farmers.
Representing the American Bankers Association, Heartland Tri-State Bank President and CEO Shane Haynes explained to the committee how ag credit conditions depend heavily on weather. Additionally, the ag economy has been slowing since 2012.
According to FinBAN database, the University of Minnesota, the median gross farm income in 2012 was $189,000. However, by contrast, that same median farm income in 2018, using the same farm database, was $189,000 in 2012, was $28,600 in 2018. So over a six-year time span, those farmers' net farm income declined an average of 85%.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
The sign-up.